Good morning, everybody. There's two paths. One is on the right side, is the path of light. The other is the path of death. So make sure we pick and choose the path of light. Our Heavenly Father, we quiet ourselves before you this morning. And put our trust in you, just like what King David has said to you, because he chose to take refuge in our Lord God Almighty. And help us to make the same wise decision to take refuge in you, especially when we are in trouble. And hear my prayer. And listen to my cry for mercy. And bless not only the one who speak with your spirit of wisdom and revelation, but those who hear and pour the same kind of blessing unto them, so that they know your will and walk in step with you and be blessed all the days of our life. And I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The first step for the path of life is to pray to God. You write that down. Number one, verse one. That's the first step, is to pray to God. Lean not your own understanding, but put your trust in God. And King David cried out to God. He said, keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. And right beside 16 verse 1, that's a step number one. You write down Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Brother and sister, when you are in trouble, unless the spirit of grace and the spirit of supplication from God pour unto you, you won't cry out to God. Remember that. When you are in trouble, you know that you have to cry out to God. Keep me safe, O God. For in you, I take refuge. Some people, when they are in trouble, they cry out to man for help. But they don't cry out to God for help. King David is different. He cried out to God, O God, keep me safe. For in you, I take refuge. The reason why he can cry out to God, because he know that only God can hear prayer. You also write that down, right beside 16:1. You write down, first of all, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. I go to that. And God promised us this, you have to remember this promise. When you are in deep trouble, and God promised to the people of Israel, I will pour out on the house of David. And this Psalm 16 is a Psalm of David. And God say, I will pour out on the Psalm on the house of David, and I will pour out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem. What kind of thing did he pour out? A spirit of grace and supplication. A spirit of grace and supplication. Right beside a spirit, that is a capital letter S. It's not a small letter S. When will God pour out his spirit unto you? When you have done something wrong, you get yourself into trouble, and then you hear the Heavenly Father say to you, Because he rebuilt you and you turn to him, you repent and turn to him, he gives you two kinds of blessing. Blessing number one, he makes his word known to you. Blessing number two, he pour out his spirit to you. I would like you to turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. The path of life, the first step for the path of life, we need the Holy Spirit to be poured unto you. That Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of grace and supplication. When that Spirit of grace and supplication pour unto you, you know that you're going to turn to God. You're going to cry out to God because you know that. In Psalm 65, verse 2, O you who hear prayer, all men should come to you. Because you know that. He's the only one who will hear your prayer. And that's why King David said, keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. He didn't take refuge to any other one, because he has the spirit of grace and supplication poured unto him. Because God promised that I will pour out the spirit of grace and supplication unto the house of David, unto the inhabitants of Jerusalem when you are in deep trouble. When you are surrounded by the enemy, and there's no way to get escape. And the only way you look up to is look up to God. And you cry out to him, brother and sister. When you are in trouble, you cry out to your friend. Without crying out to God, you are a foolish man. You need, the first thing you need to do is to cry out to God. If you can cry out to God, that means you repent. You know that you have done wrong. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. If you have responded to my rebuke, I would have poured my heart. The original is not my heart. I will pour my spirit to you and make my word, not the thought, make my word known to you. When the Lord rebuilt you and you turn to God, when you turn to God, listen to him, he will pour out his spirit and make known his word to you so that you know how to get deliverance. So we learn from David, cry out to God, O God, keep me safe. For in you, I take refuge. I don't trust any other man. Don't trust in horses. Don't trust in any man. But to trust in Jesus Christ, God. Okay? Oh God. Now the question is, if you talk to any people who believe in any other religions, they believe in God too. If you talk to any other people who believe in any other religion, they cry out to God too. But in verse 2 is the key in understanding. Who is this God? I want you to turn to Psalm 18, verse 31. Besides our Lord, who is God? King David has the answer. Beside our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God? Right beside 18:31, you write down 16:2. Okay? For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? That rock is a strong refuge. It's a strong fortress. You take refuge in the rock, you will be safe. Now, The point is, if you don't have the Holy Spirit upon you, you don't know who is the Lord. Right beside 16:2, that's the step number two. Psalm 16:2, you write down 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Unless you are moved by the Holy Spirit, you cannot say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. We need the Holy Spirit. Now I go back. Unless you turn around and respond to the rebuke from God the Father, God will speak to you through your parents. God will speak to you through his servant, the messenger. If you reject his rebuke, that means you don't respond to his rebuke. You miss two kinds of blessing. He won't pour out his heart. He won't pour out his spirit unto you. And he won't make known his word to you. You don't know what he's thinking. But if you respond correctly, and he promised you, he's going to pour out the spirit of supplication and spirit of grace according to his prophet Zechariah to you. That spirit is the Holy Spirit. That spirit will urge you, move you to cry out to God. And that God, who is that God? And that Holy Spirit will move you to let you know, besides the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God? No other God. There's only one God, Jesus Christ the God. You understand? This teaching, I build my faith upon the teaching of the apostle and the prophet. That is my foundation of my belief. So I not only trust in Psalm 16, 1 and 2, I put my trust in Psalm 18, 31. Who is God besides God? Who is the rock except our God? My God is a solid rock. He's my refuge. No other refuge. Okay? So, brother and sister, make sure that when you are in deep trouble, you repent, you respond to God, you turn to God. The moment you turn to God, he gives you what? The Holy Spirit. And he give you the Holy Scripture. He make known his word to you, his thought to you. And he pour out his Holy Spirit to you. That is the spirit of grace and spirit of supplication. Why would God say that that spirit is spirit of grace? Because when you cry out to God, and he pour out his grace, his mercy to you. Same as Psalm 84, verse 11. My sovereign Lord God is a sun, is a shield. He will pour out his grace, favor, honor unto you when you cry out to him. For the Lord God, who is God? The Lord is God. That's why Psalm David say, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestow favor and honor. And that is grace. Because he hear prayer. He urge you to cry out to God. And who is that God? That God is the one who hung on the cross, that God is the one the people of Israel crucified him. Turn back to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. The second last book is Zechariah. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem when you are in deep trouble. Pour what? It's the spirit of grace and supplication so that you can receive grace when you cry out to God. No good things, write that down right beside supplication. No good thing does it withhold from those who take refuge in him, who cry out to him. Okay? When you cry out to him, he hears your prayer. When you're in deep trouble, the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will look on me. Who is me? That's the one they have pierced on the cross. And they will mourn for him as one mourn for an only child and grieve bitterly for him as one grieve for a firstborn son. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. When they cry out to Jesus, Jesus come down and rescue them. So Chris, who is God? He's the rock, okay. Who is God? The first part of 1831. Besides the Lord. No God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? With this understanding, now I want you to turn to 16:2. Step number 2 is the path of life. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things. Right beside the Lord, you write down. 84:11. That Lord is the Lord God Almighty. You cry out to him. Very specific. That separate us from all other religions. When you talk to all other religions, do you believe in God? They say, I believe in God. Do you pray to God? Yes, I pray to God too, right? But which God are you talking to? Then he tells you, oh, other God, you know what I mean? You know what? That makes a lot of difference, okay? Make sure you know what I'm talking about. 16:2 again. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things. Because if I turn myself to you, you will not withhold any blessing to me. Because you promised me. You are sun and shield. And you will pour out your favor and your honor and your blessing unto me. And I wait for you for that kind of blessing. Make sure you memorize that. You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things. You write that down right beside there. You write down Acts. Chapter 4, verse 12. Other than the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, there's no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. There's only one name. That's the Lord God Almighty, my Lord Jesus Christ. So you only cry out to that name. No other name, God will answer your prayer. Because God, Jesus Christ, mentioned it very clear. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 13-14. Jesus promised us, I will do whatever you ask in my name. That's Jesus said, my name. He said, Jesus Christ, my Lord, God Almighty. You cry out to my name, you ask for anything in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. If I say that one more time, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son, Jesus Christ, may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So make sure when you cry out to God, at the end of your prayer, you say, in the mighty name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. You pray according to God's word. At the end, same as when you write a letter, you know. But I don't have that privilege to do that because my father say, you know, if you have no money, don't call me. Okay? But normally, you write a letter like that. Dear Father, hasn't talked to you for a long time. I need money. Would you send it to me as soon as possible? And write that, Hannah Lam. When he recognized that Hannah is my beloved daughter, you got the money, right? That's how it worked. But Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, and I will do it. And it's up to you to see and taste it. When you taste it, you will know that the Lord is good. Write that down. Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I say that one more time. Whatever you pray, at the end of your prayer, in the mighty name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Because you told me that. Whatever you ask in my name, and I will do it, I ask you in the mighty name of my Lord Jesus Christ. And he answered that. Do you remember all these apostles? They raised people from the dead. They say, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I tell you to rise. And you rise up. Number one, you have to cry out to God through the spirit of grace and supplication. And who is that God? That God is my Lord. And you have to cry it out yourself. You taste it. And see, the Lord Jesus Christ is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Not only in God, and also in the Lord. Write that down, 16, 1 and 2. Make sure we don't miss the boat. Make sure we take the path of life. Step number one, through the spirit of grace and spirit of supplication, we cry out to God, and then at the end of your prayer, you say, the Lord is my Lord. When you say the Lord is your Lord, when you say God is your Lord, you write that down in verse 2, it's because of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Because the Holy Spirit moves you. Without the Holy Spirit moves you, you don't know who is God? But King David say, who is God besides the Lord? Who is the rock except my God? There's no other refuge. Unfortunately, the Catholic Church, they say that Peter is the first pope, and he's the rock. No, he's not the rock. Go back to Psalm 18, verse 31. My God is the rock. No other rock. All other sand is sinking sand. It's not the rock. Who is the rock except our God? Turn to 18:1, Psalm 18:1. The Chinese saying is not clear, but the English one is very clear. I read that to you. For the director of music of David, the servants of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the word of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemy and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, O Lord, my strength. And verse 2. The Lord is my rock. Not Peter. That rock is capital letter R. Change that. The Lord Jesus Christ is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. And he mentioned that again. My God is my rock. You understand? The Catholic Church, they don't put the Old Testament teaching to be their solid foundation. What did the Bible say? We build our life on the foundation of the apostle and prophet. Everybody say? You don't put trust in any man. Did Peter deny Christ how many times? Moses? Can you put a trust in that kind of man? When the circumcision group, according to Galatians chapter 2, come, Peter used to eat with the Gentiles. When the half-brother James, together with the circumcision group, come, and he separate himself from the believing Gentile, and Apostle Paul rebuke him. And Apostle Paul write that down in the Galatians chapter 2. You are no good. You shouldn't do that. And he dare not argue. One good thing about Peter, when Jesus said to him, Satan, away from me. And he didn't feel angry and walk away from Jesus. The only good things about Peter is when Paul rebuilt him through the word of God. He did not rebuild Paul and even praise Paul when he has opportunity to write 2 Peter. You understand what I'm trying to say? He's a humble man. That's the thing we have to learn from him. He's gentle and humble. Just like Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, when someone rebuilds you, you respond to his rebuild, not with argue, with submission, with listening. And then God promised you what? I will make my word known to you. I will pour out my spirit unto you. Right? Right beside Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, you write down Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. That is how God make a new covenant with you. When God make a new covenant with you, he's going to give you his spirit and he's going to make known his word to you. Make sure that the spirit that he gave it to you, the word that he make known to you, do not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your children and children and children after children until 1,000 generation. You, that's how you bless. Make sure if you have done something wrong, people rebuild you, you don't feel angry. You respond to them. And then you have God's word pour unto you. You have God's spirit pour unto you. And then you get blessed. And then you know how to pray to God. When you listen to that kind of rebuild, you respond to it, and God hear your prayer. God going to bless you. God going to turn around your problem and pour a blessing unto you. Am I right? Learn from Peter to be humble. Okay? Don't listen to that kind of Pharisee. Say that any person is my rock. No, they're not my rock. Not even king. King is not my rock. Turn to Psalm. Turn to Psalm 146. Psalm 146, verse 5. Do not put your trust in princes. Do not put your trust in mortal man who cannot save. No way Peter is my rock. Who's my rock? Moses? Jesus Christ. My God is my rock. My Lord is my rock. No other rock. I want you to understand. Go back to Matthew chapter 16. Listen to the conversation between Jesus and Peter. Matthew chapter 16. Verse 18. And Jesus said to Peter, I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. See the footnote, Peter? Means rock, R-O-C-K. And then the Bible say, on this rock, this is the capital letter R, okay? On this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of Haiti will not overcome it. The gates of Haiti will not overcome this rock. Circle the word right beside it. You write that down. The gates of Haiti will not overcome this rock. It's the capital letter R, okay? Right beside Haiti, I want you to write down Revelation 1:18. Jesus said to the Apostle John, I am the living one. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, and I am alive forever and ever. I want you to write that down. Who hold the key of death and Haiti? It's Jesus Christ. It's not Peter. My Lord Jesus Christ, the one who hold the key of death and Haiti. Who give this key to Peter? My Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, 18:18 Matthew, first of all, God gave that key to 16:19. Jesus said, I will give you, Peter, the key of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This kind of blessing, first of all, give it to Peter first, because he's the leader. He knows the truth. Because Jesus asked him, what do you say that I am? Peter say, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. Because he knows the truth, and he can lead people to Christ. But later on, this kind of blessing, give it to all other apostles. 18:18, I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That you is a plural. It's not singular Peter or other apostle. Do I make myself clear? Prince or princess is not my rock. Mortal man is not my rock. They cannot say. He didn't die for me. Jesus died for me. I am the living one. I was dead and I'm alive. I rise from the dead. I hold the key of death and Hades. I also hold the key of heavens. And he gave the key to us so that we can preach the gospel and tell them not to put the trust on me, but to put the trust on who? The solid rock, Jesus Christ, Lord God Almighty. All right? That's the path to life. Step number three. You write down path to life. 16, verse 3. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious one in whom is all my delight. You write that down. Step number three for the path to life. You have to have what? You have to have the word of Jesus Christ. You write that down. The word of Jesus Christ. Jesus say, the Spirit gives life. The very word that I spoke to you, they are Spirit and they are life. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit again, okay? The same Spirit of grace and supplication is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. Jesus said, the word I have spoken to you, they are Spirit, capital letter S, and they are life. The Spirit gives life. The word gives life. What did Jesus Christ command us? Jesus Christ command us to love one another. So I put it all together. In verse 1 all the way to verse 3, I put one word together. It's 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. What is the God command? God command number 1 is to believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You not only believe in God, you say, I believe in God. God is Jesus Christ the Lord. I believe in that name. He's the Son of God. He's the Messiah. He's the solid rock. And he's the one who saved me. He's the one who rise from the dead. He's the living one. He was dead. Now he rise on the third day. I don't put trust in any mortal man, but in my solid rock, Jesus Christ. He rise from the dead. He's the overcomer. He gave me the key of Hades and death. He gave me the key of heaven. No other one can give me this kind of key. All right? And then what did he say? What is God's command? According to Jesus' command, love. Love what? Love yourself? Oh, love one another. Oh, man. I thought you're sleeping, man. No, you're not sleeping. Okay, that's good. Now, we recite three times. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21. This is God's command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. So when you cry out to him, you cry out to God's Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the solid rock. And then to love one another as Jesus commanded us. Right beside command, you write 663 Gospel of John. The Spirit gives life. The very word that I spoke to you, they are Spirit and they are life. So in other words, step number three, the path of life, you need God's word. You need God's Spirit to urge you, to remind you, to command you, to what? to love one another. And then King David say, as for the saints, they are the glorious one, because they will be resurrected too. They will have a glorious body. Okay? According to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, before the creation of the foundation, before the creation of the whole universe, God has ordained us to be holy, and God poured his spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm to us. And God has ordained them. Okay? And we are the glorious one, and we are the holy one. And Peter say, as far as the holy one, the glorious one is concerned, in whom is all my delight. I like them. I love them. And they are the people I minister to. And they are the people I serve. 16:3. As for the saints who are in the land, as long as they are living, and they are the glorious one, in whom is all my delight. Make sure you love one another. Right beside delight, you write down 1 John chapter 3, verse 23b. According to Jesus' command, you love one another. Now I say that one more time. Don't be a selfish one. You say, oh, keep me safe, oh God, for in you I take refuge. Then who is that God? You say, oh, he's my Lord. The Lord, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, there's no good things. Now you get all the blessing. You cry out to God. You know the right God. You believe in the right God. But what do you do when you get all this blessing? You got to pour this blessing to other God's people, God's saints. Everybody say? Then there's the path of life. I want you to write that down. King Saul, he didn't do that. King Saul, he did not do it. He tried to kill King David. You remember that? He didn't love the saint in the land. He persecuted David. Not once, not twice, numerous times. Whereas King David has twice the opportunity to kill him, but he didn't. Right? Because he meant what he said. As for the saints in the land, they are the glorious one in whom is all my delight. I like them. I love them. As the Lord commanded me. That is the path of life. I want you also write that down. Right beside is all my delight. They are the glorious one. You write that down. Including the three friends of Job. In Job 42 verse 10. When Job listened to God's command, love his three friends, pray for their forgiveness, and you know what the Bible say? The Lord turned around and blessed him. Restore what he has lost with a double portion. That is the path of life. You love the saint in the land of the living, and God loved you even more. And God pour more blessing unto you. You hate them, according to 1 John, according to 1 John chapter 2, according to 1 John chapter 3, you hate your brother like you kill them. You kill your brother, there's no life in you. And you are still in darkness. I want you to write that down. If you don't follow in verse 3, 16 verse 3, I want you to write that down. 1 John. 1 John. Chapter 2, make sure you love your brother, you love your sister, and then that is the path of life. Chapter 2, verse 9, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there's nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walk around in the darkness. It does not know where he is going. And because the darkness has blinded him. You write that down. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Write that down. Delight your brother. Love your brother. Now chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. This is the message you heard from the beginning. That's what Jesus said to us. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belongs to the evil one and murder his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil. His brother were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brother, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brother. Make sure when you say what King David say, as for the saint, as for my brothers, as for my sister who are in the land, they are the glorious one in whom is all my delight. It do you a lot of good. It do you no harm. You listen to him. God will not withhold his favor, his honor to you. He will give all kind of blessing. According to Psalm 84, verse 11 to you. My Lord God Almighty is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor to all those people who are upright, who love his brother and sister. Nothing will make you stumble. You are walking in the light. You are not walking in darkness. And you have passed from death to life. Pass from death to life. I want you to write that down. Pass from death to life. You write down Proverbs chapter 15, verse 24. The path of life lead upward for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. To pass from death to life. That's what it really means. To keep him down from the grave. The path of life lead upward for the wise. The path of death lead downward for the foolish one. To keep him from going up to heaven. No way I want to go to heaven. I want to be blessed by the Lord. I got to love one another. I don't want to walk in darkness. All right? Just like Job, just like King David, that's the path to life. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brother. Anyone who does not love, remain in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. I want you to write that down. 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 3, right beside in 16:3. That's a three step. The step to love one another is to pass from darkness to light, to pass from death to life, and lead you upward, okay? Don't destroy your own life, okay? You destroy other people's life, you destroy your own life. When you build up the life of the brother and sister, you build up the church. You build up the church, the Lord will build up your family. Just like King David built up the temple, and the Lord blessed his family until 1,000 generations. And that's the way to go. When you have that power to destroy people, you don't destroy. I give thanks to Donald Trump. He has the power to push a button, but he withhold that. Because you don't know. That person may turn around and become a believer, just like Saul to become Paul. As for the saint in the land, they are the glorious one in whom is all my delight. It do you a lot of good. It help you to pass from darkness to light, to pass from death to life, and you continue to get blessing. Because that's what God will call you to do. That's the three step of the path of life. Our Heavenly Father, I pray every time when your servant opens his mouth to explain your word, you give him the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And those people who hear, you bless them the same way. so that we know your will and walk in step with the Holy Spirit, and so that we be blessed all the day of our life. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.